From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The world of literature can take you to many places, from a cell in the prison of Chateau d'If to the halls of Netherfield to the skies of Neverland. Books open up different realities, and that's something everyone should have access to, which is why resources like the Idaho Talking Book Service are so important. The audiobook library provides hundreds of hours of free narration to Idahoans who are unable to read to standard point. Now, joining us to talk more about this service is Rachel Welker. She's the Idaho Talking Book Service Program Specialist. Rachel, nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the Talking Book Service and how you got it started? Or how it got started, I should say.
Yes. So the Talking Book Service is a service, it's a free service of the library. We get most of our resources from the National Library Service, which is like the federal umbrella. So they provide the players for us, and they actually have most of the books, popular titles. And the Idaho Talking Book Service provides service to all of the eligible users in Idaho. So we're in Boise, but we're taking care of everybody who uses a service up to Coeur d'Alene, over to Rigby, Salmon. And because we're taking care of everybody throughout the state, it is almost exclusively through the mail. So there's two ways to use the service. There is a player that we can send to people if they want to go the kind of low-tech beta route. It is a talking book player. Then we send them books separately on a digital cartridge, and it's similar to like a cassette player. Hmm. There is also a downloadable option, which I've always called more of the self-service model, where it's an app that users download onto their phone or like their Kindle. And that works probably exactly like Audible, where they download their own books and listen to them. And it's a completely free service. So they just have to be eligible, blind, visually impaired, physically impaired, or with like a perceptual or reading disability.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you next, like who is eligible for this service? So you have to have some type of impairment that doesn't allow you to basically read standard print, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, blind, visually impaired, dyslexia, or some people who, you know, are physically impaired, they can't hold a book read it.
So my understanding as well is that you actually, do you record some of these books locally?
We do. So we are one of the states that has our own recording studio in the building. And so we record Idaho interest materials like Idaho Magazine, Sandpoint Magazine, the Overland Journal, and the Owyhee Outpost. And books. So we do books that have either like an Idaho interest topic or history or an Idaho author.
So who narrates these books that you record locally?
We have volunteer narrators who work with volunteer monitors. And then after the recording, we have volunteer reviewers. So it's a three-pronged process. There's the person who's recording them as the narrator is reading, and then the person who listens later on marks where we need to make corrections so we can go in and clean up the books before they are built and circulated.
So how many titles would you say are part of your collection?
For the entire, like all the books available across the board, there are over 115,000. So books that have been recorded, you know, since the beginning of the National Library Service in the 1930s. And then we also have all the new titles that people are interested in, New York Times bestsellers, things that are on Reese Witherspoon's book club, and as well as the books that we record here, the books that they record in Oregon, the books that they record in Texas, and they are all available to everybody in the U.S. who uses this service.
So, Rachel, what do you provide, let's say, with this service that maybe something like Audible doesn't have?
Well, one, it's free. We also have Idaho interests, so things that are more niche and that would be interesting to Idaho patrons. So I've noticed that a lot of Idahoans want to know about Idaho history, and they want to read about Velma Morrison or Pioneers or the Oregon Trail. And we record those books, but then they're still available to everybody else, across the country who's listening.
So you talked about volunteers, and you have volunteers that narrate these books. Do you need additional volunteers?
We do, of course. I'd like to record more books and have more available and have the studio in use more. I think it would be great to have some more talent. Everybody always wants to be a narrator, so I just want to stress that there are those sort of, technical jobs that need to be filled too. So someone to work with the narrator and someone to review.
And what kind of time commitment is this? Whether you're narrating or maybe you're, as you said, doing the editing and that type of stuff.
That's a good question. So, as far as daily, most volunteers work once a week for a couple of hours at a time. But when someone does commit to recording a book, that is a long-term commitment. It takes, if you're recording 2 hours once a week, maybe you get through about 10 to 15 pages each time, and a book is 200 plus pages. So it takes a few months to record. And then once the reviewer listens, they mark where corrections need to be made. So that narrator and that monitor have to come back, make those corrections. So ideally, it's a long-term commitment, and someone would want to do more than one book. So I would say at least a year.
Oh, okay. So then let's say you're someone who's interested in using this service. Where can they go to find out more information? I'm assuming they have to sign up for this. How does that whole process work?
Yes. So either they can look at our website and we have an application. We have all of the, descriptions and information on the website, which is libraries.idaho.gov/TBS, Talking Book Service. So, or they can go to any local library. Librarians know about the service and most of them have a player that they can demonstrate on the premises, or they can always call us directly. So we're in Boise. We work normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:45, and we have a toll-free number if folks need to use it, 800-458-3271. They can email us, but we're always available to answer questions, help people get signed up. It's very very simple. They just fill out the application. It needs to be signed by a qualifying person. That could be a doctor, ophthalmologist, optometrist, caregiver, librarian, activities director, just not a member of their family.
Okay. Well, and what a great service, right? I mean, because I think books are magical, and it would just be devastating to not have that ability to be able to listen to books if you actually physically cannot read a book anymore. So what a great service.
Thank you. Yeah, we hear from a lot of our users just that, when they lost the ability to read and how depressing that is, and being able to read books again is really a lifeline.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about this service. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Rachel Welker, the Idaho Talking Book Service Program Specialist, about the wonderful resources offered by the Idaho Talking Book Service. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.